We are in Simin Reis Samach Aleph. We're about to begin Sif Beis. We will not be completing this Sif today. It's going to take a while. We'll do the first half of it. The Sif involves two sugyas, really. And the Mishnah Berurah gives us the background, and let's do one at a time. First of all, the mitzvah that's being dealt with here is the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. We find in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara brings the pasuk with regard to Yom Kippur, which says, "Betisha lochodesh ba'erev, me'erev ad erev tishpesu shabbatachem." What is this me'erev ad erev? Betisha lochodesh ba'erev, on the 9th, Yom Kippur is on the 10th, says the Gemara. Mikan, from here we learn out that there's a mitzvah being mosif, menachol ala kodesh. That for Yom Kippur, you're supposed to bring Yom Kippur in earlier, you're supposed to begin both fasting and not doing malacha, already from before the beginning of Bein HaShemashes, from before Shkia. The Gemara makes a binyanav out of it. The Gemara learns out of it that wherever there's a mitzvah of Shvisa, wherever we have a mitzvah of being shovis from something, such as malacha for Shabbos and Yontif, there's a mitzvah to be mosif min hachol ala kodesh, to start earlier. The mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif. The Rambam doesn't bring this down. That means the Rambam seems to hold that the sugya is not lahalacha. How do we paskin? The Gra follows the Rambam. The Gra says the Ikar Adin is like the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah brings an Elia Rabbah, who says, no, since we find that Kemat all the Rishonim do bring it down, the Halakha is like them. What does the Shulchan Aruch do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Omrim Shetzorech Lohosef Mechol Ala Kodesh. He brings down, there are those who say, meaning because the Rambam doesn't bring it down, he does not say this as a stam halacha, he says it as a yesh omrim, which would mean that he held it was a machlokis, it's a good thing to be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah, however, brings that if you look at the Gra who was the one that paskins like the Rambam, the Gra holds that even the Rambam is molded that there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos midrabbanan. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes that lahalacha, we hold that according to everybody there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. We're left with a machlokas rishonim if that's a daraisa or derabbanan. But according to everybody, we've got to bring Shabbos and Yontif in a little bit early. The Shir, we'll see that soon. This is the first thing. Now the second thing is establishing from what point on is it already Shabbos and you've got to be mosif menachol ala kodesh before that. So this brings us to the general machlokas of the day in halacha. We find, on the one hand, a Gemara that tells us, the Gemara in Shabbos, that from sunset, from Shkiyas Achama until Tzeisek Achavim, takes the amount of time that a person would be able to walk Gimel Revoi Mil, 3/4 of a mil. How long is that? According to most poskim, it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil. What would Gimel Revoi Mil, 3/4 of a mil, therefore be? 13.5 minutes. So the Gemara in Shabbos is telling us that from Shkia until Tzeisek Achavim is 13.5 minutes. Now, our assumption is that we're going with the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, which we're going to see a little later, who holds that from Shkia until Tzeisek Achavim it is Bein HaShmashos. Until Shkia it is Vada Yom. Between Shkia and Tzeisek Achavim it is twilight Bein HaShmashos, which is Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila, and after Tzeisek Achavim, it is Vaday Laila. So, up until Shkia, it is Vaday Yom. When the sun sets for 13.5 minutes, you are in a period of Bein HaShemashos. Then, after that, those 13.5 minutes, it is Vaday Laila, that is Tzeisek Achavim in the beginning of the night. So the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos would be from before Shkia. That's one Gemara. The problem is we have another Gemara in Psachim. And the Gemara in Psachim says that the time it takes between Shkiyas Achama and Tzeisek Achavim is the time that it would take for someone to walk not 3/4 of a mil, but 4 milin. Big difference. Which, according to most poskim, that a mil is walked in 18 minutes, that would be 72 minutes. So the Gemara in Shabbos is suggesting that Bein HaShemashos is 13.5 minutes. And the Gemara in Psachim seems to say that Bein HaShemashos is 72 minutes. That's quite a difference. These two Gemaras are sosur one another. So there are two Iker Terutzim, two Iker ways of resolving the contradiction, and they make for the Shitas of Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaonim. obviously, we're going to have to say that the two Gemaras are not dealing with the same Shkia and Seiza Gachavim. We'll either have to say that the Shkia that is mentioned in one Gemara is not the same Shkia as the other, or that Seiza Gachavim mentioned in one Gemara is not the same Seiza Gachavim as the other. So Rabbeinu Tam gives the answer as follows. Rabbeinu Tam says, from Shkia Sachama, which signifies the end of Vadayom, and begins the period of Ben Hashmashas, until Seisa Kachavim, that is 13 and a half minutes, like the Gemara says in Shabbos. The Gemara in Psachim, and this everyone seems to agree, is not dealing with the day in Halacha. It is dealing with some physical occurrence. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the Shkia in the Gemara in Psachim is not the Shkia that signifies the end of Vadayom. Meaning, there is what we call Tchila Shkia and Sof Shkia. There is the beginning of sunset and the end of sunset. The beginning of sunset is when the sun disappears under the horizon. Sof Shkia is when the light of the sun disappears to the degree that we call it Shkia, although it's not yet Seisa Kachavim. Says Rabbeinu Tam, true, from when the sun disappears until Laila, till Vaday Laila, would be 72 minutes. But when the sun disappeared, it was still the middle of the day. The Gemara in Shabbos is telling me that when does Vaday Yom end? That's at the end of the Shkia, what others call Shkia Shnia or Sof Shkia. So that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, when the sun sets, you now have 72 minutes until Vaday Laila. Of those 72 minutes, the first 58 and a half are Vaday Yom. Then you have Sof Shkia, which signifies the end of the day. You have 13 and a half minutes of Ben Hashmashes, and then you have Tzeisa Kachavim. This is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So once again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara in Shabbos is dealing with the day in Halacha. Yes, Shkia, which signifies the end of Vadayom, is 13 and a half minutes before Tzeisa Kachavim. So you have 13 and a half minutes of Ben Hashmashes followed by Vaday Laila. But this time that begins Ben Hashmashes is not when the sun disappears. That's Shkia Rishona or Tchila Shkia. The day ends at Shkia Shnia or Sof HaShkia, which is 15 and 8 and a half minutes later. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, outside of the mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos, it is Vaday Yom until 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, after what we call Shkia, after Tchila Shkia, after sunset. For all of that time, you could do Malacha, but you're supposed to go and be Machmir and be Mekayim Tosefes Shabbos as part of that. Some of those 58 and a half minutes between Tchila Shkia and Sof Shkia, you should be making Tosefes Shabbos. But in the beginning of that, you can still do malacha, although it's after sunset. The Gaonim, the Gra follows this too, the Gaonim Shita is not like this at all. They too say that the Gemara in Psachim, the Gemara in Shabbos was dealing with the day in Halacha, and yes, 13 and a half minutes between Shkia Sachama, that signifies the end of Adayom, and Seisek HaChavim, which signifies the beginning of night, and in between then is Ben HaShmashes, which is Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Psachim, unlike Rabbeinu Tam, who said that we were dealing with a different Shkia, the Gaonim say that the Gemara in Psachim is dealing with a different Seisa Kachavim. Namely, Vaday Laila begins when three medium stars come out. The Gemara in Psachim is discussing how much time it takes from sunset until all the stars are out. And that takes 72 minutes. So, according to the Gaonim, when the sun sets, that is Shkia. There's only one Shkia. The sun sets at Shkia. That is the end of Vadayom and the beginning of Ben Hashmashes. 13 and a half minutes later, it is Tzeisa Kachavim and Vaday Laila. And in the interim for those 13 and a half minutes, it is Ben Hashmashes. But the star is not full of sky. The sky is not full of stars until 72 minutes after Shkia, which really doesn't mean anything in Halacha. And the Gemara Psachim wasn't discussing Halacha. It was discussing something physical. So all the Gemara Psachim is telling you is don't expect to see all the stars until a long time after Tzeisa Kachavim. So what are we left with then? A basic machlokas. What happens at sunset? According to Rabbeinu Tam, nothing really. According to Rabbeinu Tam, sunset is not the shkia of Chazal. According to Rabbeinu Tam, sunset signifies the beginning of the sun setting, but it's not until the end of that process, which is 58 and a half minutes later, that you're really dealing with shkia. So it only becomes Bein HaShemashes. It is Vadayom, up until 58 and a half minutes after shkia. Tzeisek HaChavim would be 72 minutes after shkia. According to the Gra and the Gaonim, at sunset, you have ended Vadayom. 13 and a half minutes after that is Vadai Laila, is Tzeisek HaChavim. And in the interim, you have Bein HaShemashes. So that's quite a difference. According to the Gra, according to the Gaonim, Tosfos Shabbos has to be before sunset. Once sunset comes, you're dealing with Bein HaShemashes already. It could be Laila Midoraisa. Also, 13 and a half minutes after sunset, it's Vadai Laila. You would get Skila or Karis for Chil Shabbos or have to bring a Karban Chatas. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's only 72 minutes after sunset that it becomes Vadai Laila. Not only that, but until 58 and a half minutes after sunset, it's Vada Yom. And you may be Mevatel the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos, but you're not breaking any Isurim by doing Malacha the entire time. How do we paskin? So the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Magen Avraham paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. The Shulchan Aruch in this simen brings Rabbeinu Tam. When Hilchas Mila on Shabbos, he goes with the Shita of the Gaonim. What should one do? So the Mishnah Berurah says that there's another element here. You see, the Gra says that within the Shitas HaGaonim, that sunset is 13 and a half minutes before Tzeisek HaChavim, and that it becomes Vadai Laila 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. So the Gra asked the Kasha, out in Vilna, if you went outside 13 and a half minutes after sunset, you wouldn't really see any stars. Says the Gra, the Zmanim that were given were for Eretz Yisrael and possibly Bavel. Everywhere in the world, you're going to have to go figure out the appropriate Zman, but even more so. The Zmanim are for days that are even, where the day and night are equal, Nisan and Tishrei. Whereas in the summer, it's going to take a lot longer. And in the winter, it's going to take less. So within the Shita of the Gaonim, the 13 and a half minutes are definitely dependent on where you are and what time of year it is. Within Shita Rabbeinu Tam, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas. The Prima Godim says that Rabbeinu Tam is talking about Sha'o Shovels, which means the minutes given in the Gemara are the same minutes. They are of a 60-minute hour. They are the same minutes that we use to tell time. Whereas the Minchas Kohen learns that these are Shol Zmanios, which means that Rabbeinu Tam would be a lot more than 72 minutes in the summer and less than 72 minutes in the winter. The Mishnah Berurah's Hachra is as follows. You should never do Malacha from the sunset. Meaning, Shkias HaChama, one should be Machmer for the Gaonim. That is the end of Vadayom. And from that point on, it's already Bein HaShemashes. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, one cannot do Malacha from Shkia, and the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos should be from before Shkia, before sunset. How about Motzoi Shabbos? There he holds that one should be Machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. But he only tells us to be Machmir for Rabbeinu Tam going with the Prima Godim, which means it would never have to be more than 72 minutes. To be Machmir for Rabbeinu Tam and make it Shol's Manias, that far he doesn't go. For the simple reason that we see that there are three stars out before then. So Halacha L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah holds as follows. At Shkia, when the sun disappears, you should not do malach anymore. And you should be Mosef Menachol LaKodesh a little bit before the sun disappears. With regard to Matzoi Shabbos, the Ikar Adin is when you see three medium stars. We're not Bekiyim in what medium stars are, so we go by three small stars. You have to wait until you see three small stars. In terms of time, Lechatchila, you should wait 72 minutes, but not more. This is the psak of the Mishnah Brura. He also brings down the Shita of the Yoreim, that the night that Ben HaShemashes begins actually Gimel Revoi Mil before Shkia Zachama, which would be 13 and a half minutes before Shkia, or according to other poskim who consider a mil 24 minutes, 18 minutes before Shkia. The Mishnah Brura says that the right thing to do is be machmer for the Yoreim and already not do malacha for a half hour or at least 15 minutes before Shkia. This way you're yotz to the mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos, and according to the Yoreim, you're not over on Chilul Shabbos. So all in all, the Mishnah Brura ends up being machmir, that you should be porish from malacha like a half hour before Shkia, or at least 15 minutes before Shkia, and you should be keeping Shabbos for 72 minutes as a chumrah, and Ikar Adin when you see three Kochav and Benoni. Now, as far as what is Nahug, so in most countries, Gedolei Yisrael have come up with the formula for when there are Gimel Kochavim Ktanim. In fact, many even say that that will be the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam where they are. So Rav Moshe Feinstein was Kovei Zmanim in America, the Chazon Ish was Kovei Zmanim in Eretz Yisrael, and these are Zmanim that most people go with. It is taken that one can keep as a Chumrah, the suggested Chumrah of the Bir Halacha, to keep Rabbeinu Tam for Motzoi Shabbos, but Rabbeinu Tam as 72 minutes and no more. In Eretz Yisrael, especially in Yerushalayim, it seems that the Minhagim are totally different. The Zmanim kept are much earlier, and most people do not keep, even yeshivas, do not keep Rabbeinu Tam. Or they do not keep the 72 of the Mishnah Brura in keeping with Rabbeinu Tam. This seems to be nog all over. Basically, the Zmanim were set in Yerushalayim by the Talmidei Hagra that came. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a letter where he really expresses his uneasiness with the early Zmanim that are kept in Yerushalayim, where he says that in Vilna people were not makel for the Gra. Why is it that in Yerushalayim they should? But all in all, the Minhagim all over the world are that the poskim were kaveya what the zman is for Gimel Kochavim Ktanim, and possibly even a shol zmani is equivalent of Rabbeinu Tam, whereas the Mishnah Brura would have you being machmir for 72 minutes all the time.